Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Carlos Beltran. Batting second. The shortstop, Ray Sanchez. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Sweeney. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jermaine Dye. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Joe Ronda. Batting sixth. The DH, D. Brown. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mark Quinn. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hector Ortiz. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Luis Ordaz. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Brian Meadows. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Juan Gonzalez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting sixth. The DH, Ellis Burks. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Russell Branyan. Batting ninth. The catcher, Einar Diaz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bartolo Colon. And now, play ball. Carlos Beltran is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Beltran hits a pop-up towards first. Thome settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Sanchez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thome scoops it up and throws to first, with Colon covering, for the out. Two outs. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Branyan juggles the ball. That's an error on Branyan. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dye hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sweeney moves to second. Joe Ronda is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ronda hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Ronda reaches second base with a double. Sweeney scores. Dye moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Royals. D. Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lofton hits a line drive towards first. Sweeney reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Vizquel hits a fly ball into center field. Beltran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Alomar hits a line drive towards first. Sweeney reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mark Quinn is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Quinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hector Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Quinn moves to second. One out. Luis Ordaz is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Ordaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Quinn moves to third. Two outs. Carlos Beltran is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Beltran is 0-for-1 in the game. Beltran hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Quinn scores. It's 2-0, Royals. Ray Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sanchez is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Juan Gonzalez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Gonzalez hits a fly ball towards right. Dye settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Dye. Gonzalez moves to third. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Thome hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Beltran. Thome reaches second base with a double. Gonzalez scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Royals. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Burks hits a fly ball into center field. Beltran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thome moves to third. One out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cordova hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Royals. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Branyan strikes out. Two outs. Einar Diaz is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ronda fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sweeney is 0-for-1 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Branyan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jermaine Dye batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Dye is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dye hits a line drive towards third. Branyan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Ronda is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ronda is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ronda is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 2. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lofton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lofton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ordaz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Vizquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards second. Ordaz scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. D. Brown is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Quinn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Quinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Quinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Hector Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ortiz is 0-for-1 in the game. Ortiz bunts towards the mound. Colon fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to third. Quinn moves to second. One out. Luis Ordaz is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ordaz is 0-for-1 in the game. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brown scores. Quinn moves to third. Two outs. It's Royals, 3, Indians, 3. Carlos Beltran is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Beltran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Beltran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tomy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Beltran for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards first. Sweeney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tomy is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Tomy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tomy takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Burks is 0-for-1 in the game. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ronda fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 3. The Royals will come to bat. Ray Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sanchez is 0-for-2 in the game. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Branyan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-2 in the game. Sweeney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dye is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dye hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Lofton. Dye reaches second base with a double. Sweeney goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Royals. Joe Ronda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ronda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ronda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dye moves to third. Two outs. D. Brown is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown is walked intentionally. Mark Quinn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Quinn is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Quinn hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Cordova is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cordova hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Branyan is 0-for-1 in the game. Branyan strikes out. One out. Einar Diaz is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Diaz is 0-for-1 in the game. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Meadows fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians 3. The Royals will come to bat. Hector Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ortiz is 0-for-1 in the game. Ortiz hits a fly ball into right field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Ortiz is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Beltran is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Beltran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Beltran hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Royals. Ray Sanchez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Sanchez is 0-for-3 in the game. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Branyan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lofton is 0-for-2 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Meadows fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Vizquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ordaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sanchez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Indians 3. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sweeney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Lofton. Sweeney reaches second base with a double. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Dye is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Dye hits a ball on the ground towards third. Branyan fields it and throws to first for the out. Sweeney moves to third. One out. Joe Ronda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ronda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ronda is hit by the pitch. Rich Rodriguez now pitching. D. Brown is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Alomar fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Sweeney scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Royals. Justin Speer now pitching. Mark Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Quinn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Quinn hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Lofton. Quinn reaches second base with a double. Brown goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Royals. Hector Ortiz is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ortiz is 0-for-2 in the game. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Speer, and towards Alomar, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thome is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ordaz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Burks is 0-for-2 in the game. Burks takes first base on ball four. Jason Grimsley now pitching. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cordova is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cordova hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burks moves to second. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Branyan is 0 for 2 in the game. Branyan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Branyan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Indians 3. The Royals will come to bat. Luis Ordaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ordaz is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ordaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Beltran batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Beltran is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Beltran takes first base on ball 4. Ray Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Beltran moves to second. Ray Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sanchez is 0 for 4 in the game. Sanchez hits a fly ball into right field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Beltran moves to third. 2 outs. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sweeney is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Beltran scores. It's 8-3, Royals. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Dye is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Dye strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Einar Diaz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Diaz is 0 for 2 in the game. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sanchez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lofton is 0 for 3 in the game. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Quinn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vizquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sanchez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Indians 3. The Royals will come to bat. Ricardo Rincon now pitching. Joe Ronda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ronda is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Ronda hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gonzalez. Ronda reaches second base with a double. D. Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Quinn is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Quinn hits a fly ball into right field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hector Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 3 in the game. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Branyan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 3 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez strikes out. one out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Thome is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thome hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alomar moves to third. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Burks strikes out. 2 outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordova is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cordova strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.